Acts chapter 7. Then the high priest said, "Are these things so, then?" At this he said, "Men, brothers, and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran. And he said to him, 'Go out of your country and away from your wider family, and come to the land which I will show you.' Then he went out of the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran. And after his father had died, he moved him from there to this country in which you now live. And he did not give him an inheritance in it, not even a footstep, but he promised to give it him as a possession, and to his seed after him, while he still had no child. And God spoke as follows, that his seed would be foreigners in another country, and they would enslave them and treat them badly for 400 years. And the nation which they will serve, I will judge, said God, and after that they will come out and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so he begot Isaac and circumcised him on the 8th day. And Isaac begot and did likewise with Jacob, and Jacob begot and did likewise with the 12 patriarchs. Now the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, and they sold him into Egypt. But God was with him, and he delivered him from all his tribulations. And he gave him grace and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he appointed him governor over Egypt and all his household. Then a famine came over the whole land of Egypt and Canaan, and great tribulation, and our fathers did not find food. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent our fathers out the first time. And the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's race became apparent to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent them off, calling for his father Jacob, and all his kin, 75 people. And Jacob went down to Egypt, and he himself died, as did our fathers. And they were transferred to Shechem, and they were put in the tomb which Abraham had bought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. And as the time of the promise which God had sworn to Abraham drew near, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, until another king arose who had not known Joseph. This man, contriving to outwit our race, treated our fathers badly by having their babies put out in the open so that they would not survive. Now in this period Moses was born, and he was extremely good-looking, and he was brought up for 3 months in his father's house. But when he had been put out in the open, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was capable in words and deeds. But when he was coming up to 40 years old, the thought occurred to him to attend to his brothers, the sons of Israel. And when he saw someone being unjustly treated, he defended and avenged the man who was being harshly dealt with by striking the Egyptian. And he thought that his brothers would understand that God, through his action, was giving them deliverance, but they did not understand. And on the next day he appeared to them while they were fighting, and he urged them to make peace together. And he said, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you wrong each other?" But the one who was doing wrong to his neighbour pushed him away from himself and said, "Who appointed you a ruler and a judge over us? You don't want to kill me in the way you killed the Egyptian yesterday, do you?" But at these words Moses fled and became a foreigner in the land of Midian, where he begot 2 sons. And when 40 years had passed, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the desert of Mount Sinai in the flame of the bush on fire. And Moses saw it and wondered at the sight. And as he approached to investigate, the voice of the Lord came to him and said, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob." But Moses was trembling, and he did not dare investigate further. But the Lord said to him, "Unfasten the sandals on your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. I have clearly seen the ill treatment of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and I have come down to deliver them. So come on now, I am going to send you to Egypt. This Moses, whom they repudiated, saying, Who appointed you a ruler and a judge? Is whom God sent as a ruler and deliverer by the agency of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. It is he who led them out, having performed miracles and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the desert for 40 years. This is Moses, who said to the sons of Israel, The Lord our God will raise up a prophet to you from among your brothers like me. This is he who was in the assembly in the desert with the angel who spoke to him at Mount Sinai, and who was with our fathers. And he received a living word to give to us, but our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him, and they pushed him aside, and their affections were turned back to Egypt, as they said to Aaron, Make us gods which will go before us. For as for this Moses, who led us out of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered a sacrifice to the idol. And they rejoiced in the works of their hands. And God turned away, and gave them up to do service to the array of the sky, as it stands written in the book of the prophets. Did you really offer me slaughtered animals and sacrifices for 40 years in the desert, O house of Israel? And you took up the tent of Moloch, and the star of your god Remphan, images which you made in order to worship them. So I will deport you to beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tent of the testimony in the desert, as he who spoke to Moses commanded, to make it according to the model which he had seen. And our fathers with Joshua also received it in turn. And they brought it in when they took possession of the country of the nations which God drove out at the advance of our fathers, up to the days of David, who found grace in God's sight, and he asked if he could devise a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Yet the Most High does not dwell in man-made shrines, as the prophet says, Heaven is my throne, but the earth is my footstool. What kind of a house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what is my resting place? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised of heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced the coming of the Righteous One beforehand, of whom you have now become the betrayers and murderers. You who received the law through injunctions of angels, and who did not keep it. But as they heard these things, they were cut to the quick in their hearts, and they gnashed their teeth against him. But he was full of Holy Spirit, and looking intently towards heaven, he saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then, shouting with a loud voice, they held their ears tight and rushed with one mind against him, and they threw him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid the clothes down at the feet of a young man called Saul. So they stoned Stephen as he made an appeal and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt and shouted out in a loud voice, Lord, do not lay this sin to their charge. And having said this, he fell asleep.